helping us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What my budget does is to put forward some tough choices, some significant spending cuts, so that by the middle of this decade, our annual spending will match our annual revenues. We will not be adding more to the national debt. So to use a an analogy that families are familiar with, we're not going to be running up the credit card anymore.
That's President Obama from a press conference on Tuesday, ready to cut up the credit cards. The president's budget and proposed budget cuts, that's where we begin this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with our first report in California, radio host Mark Williams talking about the press conference and how the president needs to start doing something besides blaming George Bush.
I will tell you one piece of news that did come from that presidential press conference. It took him a full, 17 minutes and change before he said it was all Bush's fault. I expected that far earlier. It's not like the president to address important issues without blaming within the first few minutes. He took a full more than a quarter hour to blame Bush. And then, I love this. I was waiting. At one point, he said, "Now it's time to get serious." He says, it's time to get serious about this. It's time to get serious. I'm talking about getting serious. You know, this is what I mean about the vapid, insipid. And I swear to God, several of the people in the Washington press corps, people sitting in that room are friends of mine. And when I watch these things on TV, I scream at them to not be stupid. And a couple old drinking buddies there, which could explain it. Their brain cells are fried. But this is how stupid they are. Not one of them, when he said, "I'm talking about getting serious here, it's time to get serious," not one of them stood up and said, "Mr. President, excuse me, you've been in office for 3 flipping years. The country's going to hell in a handbasket. Our allies are even France, the undisputed hands down world champion surrender, cheese eating surrender monkeys. Even they get it. And you're just now talking about getting serious? And, you know, could we please borrow a couple of Egyptians to stand outside the White House and get rid of you?"
Okay, Mark, Obama has actually been president for a couple of years. So far, not 3. Calm down a little bit, will you please? In a talk radio interview, Senator Dan Coats of Indiana made some similar points, adding that despite the president's rhetoric, he isn't really making any tough choices at all.
"For all the president's bold talk in the State of the Union address, you know, we're going to make the tough choices and so forth, the amazing thing is he didn't make any tough choices. A few at the edges, but we all know that the elephant in the room, or maybe the donkey in the room, is our runaway mandatory spending, which has to be addressed if we're going to do anything to control our spending. And this is not on the table. It's just a sham. And I think the people get it more than the administration gets it. I think the president could do himself good politically if he would take bolder action. But someone who comes in saying he wants to change America, basically, I think, one, has spent 2 years changing it in the wrong direction. And secondly, now that he's seen the dire consequences of all this debt and what it's doing to our economy and keeping people out of work and not getting us back as a prosperous nation that can export and lead the world, the time is to switch course. But the switching course has not happened because the president hasn't shown the leadership. This is not a time when we can play politics. This crisis is on us now. It's too real. Everyone across the country is feeling it. And the people are saying, look, we know some tough choices have to be made. We know some sacrifices have to be made, but we can't continue down this path and kick the can down the road past the next election. I mean, if politicians say, I got to do what's necessary to not upset the people so that I can get reelected, it may be too late to do anything.
Coming up, we're going to hear the other side of this with more talk hosts and talk radio callers weighing in on the budget and which programs and departments ought to be cut when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100 and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest-rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is the Daily Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. President Obama's budget. These are the focus of this hour of the program. Bill O'Reilly here talking to Good Morning America's George Stephanopoulos. Don't you love it? Stephanopoulos said, according to a new poll, most Americans don't want the president to make all these cuts.
He wants to cut only $90 billion of that spending? Come on. I mean, people are starting to get a queasy,
you know,
feeling.
This is what I wonder about. I don't know if you saw the article, the long article in the New York Times about Egypt today, but the president was said to have told President Mubarak in their last phone call, just because things worked went in one direction in the past doesn't mean it's going to happen the same way in the future. I think that's the same question about the budget as well. You know, you look at polls. This Pew poll that came out this weekend shows that a plurality of Americans are still for more spending in every single category.
I know, but
except for foreign aid. Now, but I'm about to take your point. On the other hand, we do see a lot of concern about debts and deficits in the aggregate. And this time around, are you going to see Democrats, Republicans, either side willing to go in and face that
initial
buzzsaw?
They have to. They have to. Now, it's funny because you, when you were with Clinton, you guys actually balanced the budget back then. It wasn't that long ago. All right? And so the government was actually spending what it took in. How, in a period of, 13, 14 years, did it get so wildly out of control? Was it the war on terror that did it?
Well, you're going to disagree with this. I think it was the tax cuts passed in 2001 combined with the war on terror, and that's what did it, and that's where what is going to be a problem for the Republican Party going forward.
Over on MSNBC, host Lawrence O'Donnell talking now to former Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean, but Dean doesn't think the president has made the tough cuts that need to be made.
I don't understand the president's budget as a strategic document. It is not going to pass. The Republicans in the House won't pass it. Just as the Republican budget is dead on arrival, too, it won't pass because Senate Democrats won't pass it. So these are negotiating tools. The president seems to be giving up an awful lot in his initial negotiating tool, isn't he?
Well, there are some things I disagree with the president's budget on, particularly the low-income heating assistance. But the president's being the president. He's got to put something that's credible before the people of the country, and I think he has done that. When you look at the Republicans, they have really made a huge mistake. They've spent their entire time since they've been here fighting about abortion and health care, and they haven't done a damn thing about jobs or balancing the budget. And then they come out with their budget cut list, and it's sort of the hate list. They hate the environment, so they cut that. They hate science, so they cut that. They don't like people who don't vote for them, so they cut historical black colleges. I mean, you know, they don't have a budget plan, and the public knows it. The president can't do that. He has to have a plan. This is a plan. I think it's a little top-heavy in defense, frankly. We ought to, you know, for $2.5 billion off the defense budget isn't going to be noticed, and that would keep people warm in their homes, especially in a pretty cold winter that we've had. But, you know, the president's done something that has to be done. We can argue about the particulars. Congress will argue about the particulars. He's showing leadership. The Republicans are whining and moaning and doing what they do best, which is to complain, but they have nothing constructive to offer.
Governor, speaking of defense, it seems that House Republicans may actually be willing to cut more in defense spending than a Democratic president. Shouldn't the president have pushed harder in that category?
Well, I think so, because I think there wouldn't be quite as many human services cuts. Look, we need to cut spending here. We don't need to talk about Social Security. We don't need, because that doesn't have a direct effect on the deficit. We do need to talk about Medicare, and we need to talk about revenue increases. One of the things I like about the president's budget is over the long term, he actually does deal with the deficit. And the way he deals with the deficit is to acknowledge that 60% of the deficit in 2018 will be the result of the Bush tax cuts. And those expire in the president's budget. They don't. So, in fact, the Republicans have a budget that is much, much larger in terms of its deficit than the president's budget.
In Arizona, host Bruce St. James thinks neither the Democrats nor the Republicans have it right.
Let's say you made $60,000 a year, okay? You are a family, and your net income was $60,000. And let's say the government is this family. You take in 60, you'll be spending 85 next year.
Woo!
That's the difference. Do you see between what you take in? Now, what are you spending your money on, right? Because that would be important. Again, thinking that you make $60,000 a year. If you were the federal government, here's where your money would go to. $17,400 of that would go to Social Security. $10,700 would go to Medicare. $6,100 would go to Medicaid. And $13,600 would go for other mandatory programs like food stamps. That's $48,000 of the 60 you take in, mm-hmm. you've already spent, okay? More than three quarters of it. Next comes the discretionary budget. This is the money that's not required to spend, but that they end up due. For example, funding the war, right? Department of Defense. Do you realize that if you made $60,000 a year, your cut of the defense budget is $20,000? So right now, you're at $68,000 of the 60 that you're bringing in, and you haven't cut. You haven't even come close. You haven't touched anything yet. You're committed to spending $68,000 next year, and you only make 60. That's why he's not serious. That's why he's lying to us. That's why the Republicans are lying to us. So you're $8,000 over what you earn. And you're $8,000 over on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, and defense spending. Again, thinking of it, if you were a family that made $60,000 a year, that's $68,000 worth of spending right there.
You can find out more about this or any of the other topics on the Countdown. Just visit the Talk Radio Countdown section at DougStephan.com. Send email along, too, if you'd like to. Doug@DougStephan.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Leg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what talk radio and talk television is talking about all sides, and that includes the spread of protesting around the world. Seemingly, it stems from the recent revolution in Egypt. Former New York Governor David Patterson talking here to Frank Gaffney. Frank's from the Center for Security Policy, and the focus are new protests that are cropping up in Iran and Syria and what might be likely to happen there.
The real question is not whether or not the protests are successful, but who would benefit if the protests are. Would it be democracy restored in some of these countries, some that have not had democracies for hundreds of years, or would it be a greater tyranny as the manipulation of those seeking freedom was really only a device used by terrorists or those particularly antagonistic to this country and the state of Israel to gain power in those particular areas. And so joining us this morning is Frank Gaffney, who is the founder and the president of the Center for
Security
Policy. I'm sorry, Frank.
No problem.
And tell me what you think of now these protests in Yemen, these protests in Bahrain, these protests in Jordan, and even the inference that there may be a protest in Syria arising out of the removal of Hosni Mubarak, the president of Egypt, which was generated by protests, and also the end coming by Zain al-Adin Ben Ali, the president of Tunisia, removed January 14th.
Well, I think you said it very well a moment ago. This is a potentially very promising dynamic. It may well be that it results in the aspirations of people in a part of the world that has known very little freedom to begin to exercise it. The question is, for how long? And to what end? And my concern, as I think a lot of folks in Washington at the moment are concerned, is that these aspirations, which are clearly felt by not just the people who are in the streets of these various places in the Middle East, as you've mentioned, but I think an awful lot of other folks who are holding their breath at home in those countries, is that they will be able at last to be relieved of autocrats and despots and dictators who have oppressed them for, in some cases, decades, in favor of an opportunity to have some control over their own destiny, some ability to have an accountable form of government that looks out for their interests and not simply brutalizes them and, to some extent, does things very much at odds with their interests. That's the hope. The problem is that the dynamic that I've just described is one in which history suggests people who are organized, disciplined, and ruthless tend to profit. And they are the ones who will almost certainly come to the fore in several, if not all, of these countries. And the group that I think best fits that description is the Muslim Brotherhood, and it will be very bad, I believe, for the interests of those freedom-aspiring people in those various countries, and certainly very bad for Israel, and bad for us as well, if that's the outcome.
And once a demonstration begins, wouldn't it be the intent of the Islamic Brotherhood, say, for instance, to be as low-key in the protest as possible? The protest is kind of manufacturing itself because of Facebook and Twitter and these different forms of communication. The best move for them is not to be in the forefront of it, not to be in leadership, but be somewhere by the side of the door so that when the government's destabilized, that presents the instant moment by which they might be able to capture power that they never could have actually gained on their own.
Now, my friends, it's your turn. You can have your thoughts right here for everybody to hear at 800-510-8255 as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
.com.
You blasted the president in 09 for their handling of the green movement there in Iran, noticeably absent. And I think most people were shocked to not hear anything from the White House for a number of days, I think like 10 days. Do you have reason to believe with this new round of protests set for Iran that there will be a different response from the White House this time?
Well, we sure hope so. I tell you, I think what troubles people most is the lack of consistency or the lack of principle, frankly. On the domestic front, it has significant effects on the economy. But internationally, I think it weakens us as a country. So in June of 2009, when the election was held in Iran and the protesters were out in the street, what you had is the White House said they didn't want to, quote, meddle, their word. They didn't want to be meddling in the affairs of another country. And then this past 2 weeks in Egypt, the president was very engaged after they decided what to do. So there's a lack of consistency, and I think that harms us as a country. We need to be supporting those freedom fighters all around the world.
If, Congressman, there's a tone setter of where the administration is going next, I think it is this from our Vice President Joe Biden. Listen.
The Iranians trying to take advantage of the situation in Europe have only exposed the bankruptcy of their system. I say to our Iranian friends, let your people march. Let your people speak. Release your people from jail. Let them have a voice.
Pretty clear message to President Ahmadinejad. Are you satisfied with that approach?
Well, we welcome the vice president and the president to the fray right now. But where were they in June of 2009? So where are they going to be next week? And that's the problem. There's been this inconsistency. Look, we need to be shouting from the mountaintops about how Iran ought to let their citizens protest in the streets, just as they championed what was going on in Egypt.
But let me ask you this, Congressman, because earlier on the show we had George Friedman on the show, and what he said was that the louder we get, the less leverage we provide for Iran. That is to say that Ahmadinejad will say, listen to the West again. They're flapping their gums. This is what the West wants. And that'll, in fact, hinder democracy in Iran. Your response?
Well, Sometimes you have to do it openly. Sometimes you have to do it behind closed doors. There's no doubt about it, and behind the scenes. But what I'm concerned about is this lack of consistency out of the administration. So nobody knows what they're going to say next week. And the fact of the matter is the citizens of Iran ought to have the opportunity and should have been encouraged in what they were doing in June 2009. We encourage them right now in what they're trying to do to make certain that they have a government that represents them.
I was like when Simi. Somebody says the fact of the matter is, because usually that isn't my experience in talking to people for a long time anyway. Fox News host Clayton Morris and Dave Briggs talking to Congressman Tom Price of Georgia about the way the president has handled similar protesting like the Iranian situation 2009 and what the White House is already doing about the current round of protests there, kind of encouraging. Mrs. Clinton seems to be the chief spokesperson there. Up next on our countdown as we focus on the protests in Iran, that's where we are right now, a reporter for Sky News named Steve Carroll here talking about the protests that are now taking place there.
Tunisia, Tahrir Square, and now Tehran. Outwardly, the rallies were supporting the Egyptian uprising, but the authorities fear it could be the start of a movement against President Ahmadinejad. Police released tear gas to disperse the crowds that gathered in the capital. Shots were fired during clashes, and several people hit. Iran has seen this kind of protest before. Even the chants of God is great are the same. After statements in support of the Egyptian revolution, calling it an Islamic awakening, the Iranian authorities' reaction has drawn the ire of the international community.
What we see happening in Iran today is a testament to the courage of the Iranian people and an indictment of the hypocrisy of the Iranian regime, a regime which, over the last 3 weeks, has constantly hailed what went on in Egypt. And now, when given the opportunity to afford their people the same rights as they called for on behalf of the Egyptian people, once again illustrate their true nature.
The crackdown is no surprise. A similar backlash suppressed protests in the wake of the disputed presidential election in 2009. At least 30 people died during clashes with security forces. It was business as usual for Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, though, who welcomed the Turkish president on a visit to Tehran. He's proved before that he can survive mass protests. But as these rallies continue into the night, opposition groups will be hoping they can harness the people power that toppled Presidents Mubarak and Ben Ali and bring about another Iranian revolution 31 years on.
800-510-8255, the regular way to be in touch here on the countdown. Unrest continuing. It's boiling over in the Middle East, and that's our focus here as we listen now to a talk clip from Bill McEwen speaking about the difference between our relationship with Egypt and our relationship with Iran.
This is what happened this morning. Iranian lawmakers said of the country's protesters, the opposition leaders, that they should face trial and be put to death. This call came a day after clashes between opposition protesters and security forces left one person dead and dozens injured. Hundreds of thousands turned out for the opposition rally Monday in solidarity with Egypt's popular revolt. The demonstration was the first major show of strength from Iran's beleaguered opposition in more than 1 year. 1,500 people have reportedly been arrested or detained. Now, from the right, once again, the right is calling for President Obama to support the protesters, to put America's muscle behind this. Well, the president can do that, but the problem is America doesn't have the kind of relationship with Iran to pressure for change. There's a whole different relationship with Egypt. Egypt received more than $1 billion a year in aid for its military. We've had a long-standing relationship with Egypt. What America believes about Egypt matters to Egypt. Iran could care less. So the president or Hillary Clinton can go out and say all kinds of things, everything, you know, all the good things about democracy and everything else. It's not going to matter.
510-8255. Do you agree with that? Does it not matter one way or another, whatever we say about Iran? One more snippet before we get to your calls here in Virginia. Talk host Jimmy Barrett Let's see. This is a conversation with correspondent Brian Conley of Small World News about the protests in Iran and what might be the next place where they will crop up.
Right now, the protest has spread, granted to a lesser extent in Iran, where they are much more inclined to come down very, very hard. Does this have, can social media actually spread a revolution in a place like Iran?
You know, I think that the best that sort of social media can do is to help, raise awareness from the global community and get us putting pressure on our elected leaders and, you know, raising the stakes for countries like the United States and other places. You know, Iran is different. I mean, Iran has been pretty isolated, but in a place like Bahrain, you know, there's a lot of U.S. support. I mean, the Fifth Fleet of the Navy is stationed there, so questions remain, like how much pressure can really be put on the U.S. to sort of change their tune there. I mean, Bahrain's a really hard case because there's definitely clear-cut evidence of torture and abuses, but on the other hand, it's talked about in it all. I mean, for example, the foreign minister was quoted on NPR over the weekend talking about how there's going to be a great new era of change in the Middle East, and I would say, you know, I hope. I think if you really believe that, it's time for you to resign. But I don't see that happening.
Interesting. And a final thought here, Brian, and that is people have talked about the domino effect of all this. Do you expect this to continue happening across the Middle East?
I think it'll continue in some fashion. I'm not sure that there's going to be another Tunisia or Egypt in the near future.
800-510-8255. A lot of talk host action on this, man. There's a lot of them, and we've monitored, as you know, 45 or so different radio stations and programs over the 24-hour cycle. Interesting how this focus on the Middle East seems to be predominant, other than the president's budget. This is what people want to talk about, so we give you your due. 17 before the hour now in the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Adults spend up to 90% of their time indoors and inhale approximately 2,300 gallons of air a day. But extended exposure to pollutants in the air can cause eye, nose, and throat irritation, respiratory problems, headache, fatigue, and even allergy symptoms. However, homeowners do have the power to combat indoor air pollutants and improve their home's air quality. One common first line of defense is a home air filtration system. For example, the Carrier Infinity air purifier. It not only traps pollutants, but also uses a unique ionization process to kill bacteria, viruses, and mold, which standard air cleaners can't do. The whole home purifier, installed in line with the ductwork of a home's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, repurifies the air as many as 8 times an hour, removing a majority of pathogens, allergens, and pet dander. In fact, the Infinity air purifier cleans more than 100 times more air than some of the popular portable units. For more information on improving your indoor air quality, visit www.residential.carrier.com.
Attention! Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today. 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Our discussion on the Talk Radio Countdown show at the moment, focusing on the protesting that started in Egypt, has gone to Iran. Kwame is listening in Virginia on the Big Talker 1580. Originally, you're from Ghana, I understand.
I want to let your viewers know that this is not an Arab revolution. I am from Ghana, West Africa, and this is a revolution for all dictatorial government in Africa, too. We're talking about Cameroon. We're talking about Angola. We're talking about Nigeria. I mean, there are sub-Saharan African countries that are dictatorial, and this revolution goes for them, too.
Yeah, well, this is good, I think, for that whole area. Africa is full of despots and egomaniacs and people who have control, the military there. People are so afraid because they're so uneducated. Maybe this is going to wake a lot of people up in many different ways to the need for a better education. That's something that helps people, I think, through all of this. 800-510-8255. Let's mix callers and hosts together. This is Jason Lewis talking with a couple of his callers about the Muslim Brotherhood in the Middle East. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, I was just reading something about democracy and Islam, and I just thought maybe it'd be kind of interesting for you to know.
Yeah.
One of the things that I read was how these totalitarian states kind of drive the people towards militant Islam, because the mosque becomes really the only option for their social life or for social discourse, I guess.
That is so true, my friend. You will note that the rise of the Brotherhood as the only opposition movement in Egypt came about because Mubarak had stomped out the other ones. And the reason Al-Qaeda hates the Muslim Brotherhood is because if what the Brotherhood now says is true, that they are working to democratically change Egypt, why, that's a threat to Al-Qaeda's favorite tactic, terrorism. If you can politically change Egypt, who needs terrorists? I think that's true, and that's why Mubarak loved the Muslim Brotherhood. He used it time and time again and said, oh, gosh, it's either me or those guys.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly.
And there's no, as though there were no alternative. There is an alternative. There's a third way. And now we're seeing that. Indeed, we're seeing that happening all over the Middle East. So it's a good point. Thanks for checking in. Here's Vince.
Just wanted to make comment on how Islam and the Muslim Brotherhood beginning to play more of a part in governments, you know, in the Middle East, and, you know, how Christianity plays a role in the government here.
Right.
I think what gets people excited about the Muslim Brotherhood and Muslims taking over is, you know, the religion itself is, you know, not a religion of peace. It's a religion that glorifies the, you know, killing of people that are infidel and, you know, people that are not willing to follow along with the Islam teaching.
Yeah, that does seem to be the premise out there, that anything that smacks of Islam is prima facie bad because Islam is bad. There can be no such thing as moderate Islam. The Quran talks about murder and mayhem and all of this. So therefore, we've got to nip it in the bud. And the other view, and I happen to be part of the other view, I guess, is that if you look at Indonesia, if you look at Turkey for most of its history, what you saw was a secular country with a predominantly Muslim population.
There are peaceful, you know, nations that aren't looking to kill everybody. They just, you know, much like myself, I just want the government to do its job and, you know, infrastructure and just leave me alone.
If indeed we are going to allow, and here's really the problem that I think the, dare I say the word as a conservative talk radio host, the Islamophobes, this is the problem they've got to answer, and they haven't answered it to my satisfaction. That is, if on the one hand you want democracy, but on the other hand you've got a billion Muslims worldwide, many of them in these states, what do they think is going to happen?
Hi, it's Jason Lewis. Wouldn't want to get outside the box of those conservative hosts, would you? 800-510-8255 on the Middle East. We continue.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Work with us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
With acknowledgement to WJOB in Hammond, Indiana, carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show along with KNEW in San Francisco. Good to have you on board as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. We're discussing Egypt and Iran here from the Chuck Custer radio program, a discussion with Middle East expert Dr. Valid Faraz.
What is next?
What is next is what the military has committed to do in principle, and that is in 6 months, to be able to run the country with the help of advisors from the bureaucracy, diplomats, academics, engage in dialogue with the youth movements as we've recommended, and that has started today, as a matter of fact, and also organize, of course, the legislative elections, out of which you're going to have a parliament, and the parliament is going to form a government. The next government will basically organize the presidential election. Now, if all goes by the book, as I'm saying, then Egypt will be fine by next fall. However, there are political forces, some of them are radical, such as the Muslim Brotherhood and others, who would like to speed up the process and get to the elections immediately. Why? Because they are the most organized, best funded, and have regional allies.
Yeah, the Muslim Brotherhood, are you worried about them possibly being able to take control of the government?
Well, they are now penetrating the country. They are infiltrating the state. The borders are pretty much open. But at the same time, the army is there. But the army alone, without civil society, without a government, without security agencies, cannot stop this infiltration. There will be, I think, dialogue between the Muslim Brotherhood and the government. But this is an organization which has a very clear set ideology and doctrine. They want to establish an Islamic state. They will do it gradually. They will try to obtain the Ministry of Education or other similar ministries to basically create more indoctrination. So the next 6 months are going to be a very challenging one. If the army connects with the youth, the international community supports both, we're in good, you know, business with them. If not, then Egypt is going to go into some sort of unstable period for a while.
Now, the army is kind of an odd entity in Egypt. I mean, they have their own holdings. They own about a third of that, I think, of the country's net worth. They own hotels and they own property. Yeah. And do we trust them to actually hand over everything eventually?
Well, we have now. The army is in charge. They don't basically. They have not formed a military government. But what is happening is that the army has two tiers. The upper tier is the one that with whom we've worked for 30 years, spent $1.5 billion a year. Yes, you're right. They have formed corporations that own military industries and other economic sectors. That is something prevalent in the third world. And this is something that the next government, which will have to reform, will have to decide on. But be very careful, because if the next government is going to go against the interests of the army, this army may not be very excited in, you know, shifting power completely to the civilian. I would think that if we have a good crossing in Washington and in Europe, we could create a balance between the mounting, surging youth, civil society, women's movement, private sector on the one hand, and the armed forces, ensuring what they need logistically. But the most important thing is to make sure that the Muslim Brotherhood are not going to seize the government. That is the priority.
A lot of the ABC stations have had Aaron Katursky on in Cairo. Here he is with the latest on Mubarak.
Hosni Mubarak, his whereabouts and his condition. What do you know, Aaron?
Well, at last check, he was at Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea at his residence, and that's where he is believed to be with his family under heavy guard. And his health has been rumored about for years, well before the uprising 21 days ago. But the rumors abound, and we're not sure whether these are real or whether these are the work of the smoke and mirrors apparatus that was in place when he was in power here.
There are also some stories out there, the fact that during his I won't quit speech last week, that he actually fainted twice.
And, you know, it looked to ABC's Christiane Amanpour, who was the only journalist to interview him in recent weeks, that he was in good health for an 82-year-old guy. So we really don't know. It's been long thought that he isn't particularly well, but it didn't look to Christiane like he was particularly ill. So we really don't know, and there's no way to get anywhere near him right now. His villa is under heavy guard, and you can't even get down the road to where it's located.
And we're seeing the efforts to clean up Tahrir Square. How's that going?
Well, it's now done, and the military has kicked out foreign journalists. It's kicked out the remaining holdouts, the few dozen protesters who refused to leave. And priority one for this new military administration, it says, is to get the country back to normal, get it into some sort of routine. And so far, the demonstrators, aside from perhaps those few holdouts, in large part seem to be okay with the steps they're taking. They applaud dissolving parliament and suspending the constitution. And this country, it seems, is going to have a founding fathers kind of moment here.